There is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. The Lamb referred to in that old hymn is, of course, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ, Savior, Friend, Prophet. The monikers, Noms de Messiah, are fairly easy to understand, but I've pondered that blood thing for a long time. We all know of the gruesome details on the final day of his life, thanks Mel Gibson. No doubt Jesus did shed a lot of blood, and he did it for me. He shed the blood for me. To be honest, I have had some difficulty understanding me and Jesus' blood. Christian Protestant theology provides extensive and exhaustive treatises about the mystery of it all. Superstition. The wine magically turning into blood, and then we drink the blood. The highest ritual of the faithful, the Last Supper, the Eucharist. Eucharist being a benediction prayer of thanksgiving. Do this in remembrance of me. I'm sorry, but I had absolutely no idea what we were doing when we symbolically drank the blood of Jesus back in my growing up years at Montgomery Hills Baptist Church several decades ago. We Baptists, of course, didn't drink actual wine. No siree, no wine for we teetotaling hard-shell Baptists. Watered-down grape juice transmuted just fine into the blood of Jesus, thank you very much. Didn't matter, though. I would have remained confused about the whole thing even if I had chug-a-lugged a gallon of Manischewitz, to mix ecclesiastical beverage metaphors. Oh, I get the remembrance thing, reenacting the Last Supper of Jesus and his pals the night before he took the fall for humanity. The night before, he spilled his guts, literally, all over the streets of Jerusalem. How barbaric, how pagan, really. Of course, before Jesus came along, the spilling of guts of lambs had been practiced for centuries, and it wasn't blood sport for Jews alone as they wandered through the desert. Everybody was doing it, from throwing virgins into volcanoes to killing actual lambs on the altar to sending young patriotic innocents to war for generation after generation. Yep, lots of blood has been spilled over the eons of time. I really think Jesus just said, enough is enough. You want to spill some blood? Here, spill mine, and we'll be done with it. I can understand that inclination. Who in their right mind would condone going to a holy temple and participate vicariously in slitting an innocent lamb's throat on an altar as an offering to God? For what? Good luck? Bounteous crops? Plentiful offspring? No, I really think Jesus felt very badly for the innocents who, quite frankly, couldn't fend for themselves when some high priest came toward them with a finely honed scalpel in hand. A scalpel, no doubt, used earlier in the day to perform an equally barbaric act of circumcision. But that's another kettle of fishers of men. No, Jesus stepped in and said to the Pharisees, "You want to kill somebody, buddy? Kill me." And, of course, they did. And thus began a 2,000-year-old tradition of metaphorical carnage. In a way, Jesus' motivation for taking the hit is like animal rights activists today. It is quite understandable in that context. But what about the wonder-working aspect of the shed blood of our hero? The ritual of the Eucharist is still practiced, this do in remembrance of me, blah, blah, etc., etc. I thought Jesus' sacrifice put an end to all that gore, but no. Christians gleefully and solemnly continue with the superstitious act periodically, especially graphic during Eastertide. Still baffles me, but recently I've taken the power in the blood thing more literally. The blood flowing in my veins can be traced back generation upon generation. Some trace of Jesus' blood, then, with the DNA and all that genetic messaging, is flowing through my veins. God, scientifically speaking, then, does indeed live in me. I am God's dwelling place, his temple. It's a scientific hypothesis, I realize, but I say, let the scientific method step in and clear up this whole blood of the lamb mystery. Let the power of the human mind work wonders in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Happy Easter!